On Saturday, I got a wonderful email from one of my listeners, Kathy Zimmerman. She wrote, "On October 8, 2018, two female Northern Bob Whites wandered around our home outside Cornucopia, Wisconsin. I posted a picture to the Schwamigan Bay Birders Facebook page and was quickly informed that they were likely used for training dogs and had escaped. A little research revealed that their northernmost range is far southern Wisconsin. Almost 3 months later, one female became an almost daily presence at the house. Because of her captive rearing, she was fairly tame and quickly came to identify me with food. The turkeys, red squirrels, and blue jays were more aggressive getting to the sunflower seed and corn that I put out in the morning, so I started to keep an eye out for her and would give her some food of her own. I immediately grew very fond of her, and each morning that she had successfully survived this most bitter of winters, my spirit rose with joy. She would come to me so trustingly and make the cutest little noises as she quickly ate. Of course I had to name her, and of course I named her Bobby." Kathy Zimmerman continues, "The Lake Superior winds and heavier than average snowfall and presence of coyotes and other predators caused me to worry about Bobby's survival. According to the Sibley Guide to Bird Life and Behavior, Northern Bob Whites usually roost on the ground, often in a tight circle of 5 to 15 outward-facing birds. Roosting coveys may be essential for survival in this species, since lone Bob Whites may not generate enough warmth to survive a cold night. Well, my little lone Bobby proved them wrong, and 300 miles north of her usual range, I was quite proud of her. I knew even if she survived the winter, she would likely never meet another Northern Bob White, and even less likely a male to mate with. Yet I hoped that she would get to experience the relief of spring when life wouldn't be so difficult. I took many pictures of her, knowing that ultimately they would be pictures to remember her by. We had a routine, and when she didn't appear on the morning of Tuesday, March 5th, I was worried. There had been other days I hadn't seen her before work, and I tried to be optimistic. At 5:45 p.m., I happened to look out the kitchen window and saw not a Bob White, but a bobcat. I can only conclude that the bobcat ate my Bob White, and I guess that's not too bad a fate. And I will always have the sweet memories and photographs. It will almost be like looking through a family photo album. Here's Bobby with the ruffed grouse that decided to check things out. Here's Bobby with the rabbit who decided to help itself to her seeds. Here's Bobby with her most beautiful feathers that outdoes any supermodel's costume." Some will find this sort of bond with a bird silly, but I know you will understand. I would often go to work and try to tell people with excitement about the Northern Bob White that had adopted our home, and they would nod politely, some venturing to ask, "So that's a bird?" Yes, she's a bird, but also a friend, and I miss her, and she is why Northern Bob White is my best bird ever. That was Kathy Zimmerman. Some of her photos of Bobby the Bob White are on my blog at lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.